Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The weekend is here. Yeah, baby, banging on the drum. It is 8:06. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Go Gators tonight, taking on Norfolk State. Game time. 6:50 p.m. And it's exciting. The bracketology is fun to follow. We've got other things that we want to talk about right now. We've got our friend Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek, the Trash Master.
Woo!
Yeah.
In the house.
Good morning.
A new title? What, Bob?
Yeah.
Well,
I've been taking out the trash since 1998.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he does for a living.
But, yeah, baby.
But your other job that I know you take great pride in, being a Marion County Commissioner,
that's right.
You want to take the trash out, as in, you know, take it out of Marion County, and you don't want people dumping, and there's been a litter issue, and you guys raised the stakes and fines and all that. But now, I got to tell you, you have an FWC officer, Officer Constance, who went out of his way when you found over 5,000 pounds of trash. He did the homework on it and tracked it. He went to Clay County to investigate, to go for then Orange County, and he finally busted somebody who then finally broke down and admitted to it, and he was taken to the Marion County Jail.
That's right. And so when we say no horsing around with Marion County litter campaign, we really mean it.
Yeah.
I mean, we are arresting people for this kind of commercial littering. You know, a bag of something, a McDonald's thing, yes, you're going to get a fine. But if you dump 5,000 pounds of garbage in our community, we're going to take you to the lockup.
Yeah.
And we're not kidding around. And so I think it's great. Officer Conti, you know, I love this. This guy is awesome, man. He followed up on Zillow, all the stuff that was publicly available, you know, found the trash, found the job site, went back, and obtained license plate reader photos. So listen, y'all think you can sometimes, you know, that you want to trash our community. You think you can run away. No, you can't run away. We are going to find you eventually. There is always going to be a camera somewhere, and we're going to obtain your license plate. And we're going to take you down. I mean, it's just that simple. You cannot commercial dump in the Ocala National Forest. No. We are going to protect our forest. And I'll just, you know, these folks that think they can go out there on Highway 19 and dump some trash, your days are over, y'all.
Yeah. And that's good work, really, Officer Constance.
We give him a shout-out, litter award, litter hero. He has done an over-and-above job, and we were able to award him with the Litter Hero Award. And we really thank you, Officer, for going out there, doing the right thing and making this happen for us.
Yeah, he's a modern day Columbo, basically.
Right. Yeah, man. This guy.
He's just got one more question.
I got one more question.
Yeah. Hey, we got Marion County Day coming up. Tell everybody, what is it?
Marion County Day. So we celebrate the heritage of Marion County March 29th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Get ready for a huge day, action packed. Free kids zone, bring the whole family, first responder vehicles. You know, man, I love when we get to go out there and watch these kids jump up in the SWAT truck or the fire truck or, you know, whatever they want. I mean, and get these pictures. We got garbage trucks out there. We got all kinds of equipment out there. We got lift rides, you know, and on top of that, we've got all kinds of great information, of course, from Marion County. All of our departments get set up. And then a wonderful food. Usually we have some barbecue, some turkey legs, you know, all the refreshments. It's a great day for folks to come on out to the McPherson Complex, enjoy a day with the family, and really learn a little bit more. We'll have a lot of historians out there, documents from back in 1844, all kinds of really cool stuff, you know?
Yeah, and young people, especially if you make it fun, you can teach them history at the same time. So that's a win-win. You can go to marionfl.org/MC Day and get more information.
Yeah, awesome.
All right. Veterans have always been important. Marion County has got plenty of veterans, and they are loved. What are you doing for them?
Yeah, so listen, Marion County has been one of those days ever since we, about 10 years ago, put in together the office, the Veterans Resource, with not only our Department of Veteran Resources, but with all the organizations in our community that help veterans. So we try to make that one-stop shop for veterans. You know, the VA clinic, working with Kat and her team to bring those things to Marion County, we're huge about that. And so we want to offer, and we're working with the Vet Resource Center, is now offering free early warning cancer screenings for at-risk veterans, thanks to the generous donation from Marion County Community Services. So we funded this grant to initiate, and eligible veterans in Marion County can now receive the Galleria test, a cutting-edge multi-cancer detection, usually costs about $950 for free. For these eligible veterans.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's a simple blood test draw. Help us spread the word. You can visit Bob and Steve. Man, these guys are just military icons in the community. Vet Resource Center. Learn more just off East Silver Springs Boulevard, vetresourcecenter.com. And if you are eligible, so let me just tell you about my father-in-law. My father-in-law is a Vietnam veteran. Was exposed to a little bit of Agent Orange, as many of the veterans there were. He was able to go register, get this Galleria test, and figure out which one. And we're waiting for
the
blood
results
test to come back. So I'll let you know next time. But these are things that those veterans have dealt with. And then one of the things that we're really trying to do. So if you can help us, please help us with those that were in Iraqi Freedom, Afghanistan, and those other younger veterans. This test applies to them as well, and we want to catch that cancer stage one or prior so we can help them.
And it's a simple,
sure, they have a long
it's
life.
A simple blood draw.
Yeah.
And normally this would cost you $950, but the Vet Resource Center in Marion County have stepped up so they can provide that service for free, the Galleria test. I think you called it Galleria, which is a mall.
Yes.
So this is the Galleria test.
Thank you for the draw help.
Yeah, yeah, because it's not like, you know, they're going to put you through some machine and it's going to take hours.
Exactly.
It's a blood draw. It's quick and easy. And
it's amazing what they can do now. They're getting better and better, and they're helping us, you know, and I hope we can even make this available in the future to our first responders as well. I think it's a great opportunity to help get better and better at cancer detection.
Now, you're going to be proud of me because I already sent a shout out the other day when I got the information about Commissioner Michelle Stone.
Yes.
The prestigious Unsung Hero of the Year award. I gave her a shout out, but you want to give her a little bit more? That's
yeah,
good.
You know, listen, Commissioner Stone is one of those wonderful women in our community.
She's rock solid.
Yeah, and but she is just an unwavering commitment to Marion County and all the stuff she does behind the scenes. She works tirelessly to support organizations on education, homelessness, healthcare, housing, and social services. And she really is an unsung hero. So we give you that shout out, Commissioner Stone. Thank you for all you do.
Yeah, I was going to say this buds for you, which would lead us right into the Clydesdales being part of the parade on St. Patrick's
Day. It was awesome. I don't know if some of you got to go out there. Man, whenever the Budweiser Clydesdales are in town. And I'll tell you what, man, they notched it up this year. So all of the businesses downtown that are Budweiser customers, right? Mm-hmm. They go in there, they do the parade, and then they deliver on the wagon, like old school,
to the local,
right? To all their their customers. Man, I just thought that was what an incredible it's so cool. And when I saw the Clydesdales out at Live Oak this weekend, mm-hmm. as we had the big Live Oak show.
Oh yeah,
it was huge. The way they get the roses braided in the hair of these huge horses and take care of them, it is truly a majestic opportunity. So if you ever get the chance to see those Clydesdales live, especially because you live in the horse capital of the world, y'all, Marion County, make sure you happen. We usually have them here once a year, every other year. So when you get the opportunity, make sure you're there. And as always, we got Rock the Country coming up.
Oh,
The American Badass is coming back to town. And I hope you guys will be there May 9th and 10th. It's going to be a show to be remembered. And
all your rowdy friends coming over?
All my rowdy friends, buddy. They're coming over.
Hank Jr., little Bo Cephas.
I love that guy, man. He is awesome. And what a cool guy to meet, too.
I bet.
He's just the real deal. So join me and Bob. Rock the Country.
I'm actually going to be at a family reunion.
Man. Yeah. Well, last year you were there, and you definitely rocked it. It was amazing to be there with 30,000 people right on the farm.
Give all my VIP treatment to Greg.
Greg's coming?
Greg is the team.
All right, baby.
He's representing.
Me and Greg Rock the Country May 9th and 10th. We'll be there. Will you?
Fantastic. All right, Carl, look forward to talking to you again soon, because there are big pressing issues that we're going to get more information on before we dig into that. But we're on it. Don't you worry. 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a ton of stuff to get to, including President Trump doing battle with a federal judge. Details on that coming up. 97.3 The Sky.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, some people don't have a sense of humor. Some Canadians, in this case.
Hey.
Canuck?
Yeah.
Can you canuck?
I'm not sure if I can.
Can you canoe?
I don't like canoes. They fall over too easy.
A cologne that was made famous probably in the late 70s.
Canoe?
If I had to guess. Do you canoe? You don't remember the ad campaign?
Oh, yes. Now I get it. I was more of a polo guy back then.
Even back then?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Back then?
Yeah, green. Well, polo green.
Back
now
then?
Now it's blue or black.
So. What about English leather, man?
No.
No? Never? No. Brute?
Not really. I don't get smacked around. How about... Well, you, I assume, were high karate.
You know, I don't know if I... I don't
You'd have
think
been too young
I,
for that, actually, really. But
yeah, I don't think I ever...
For those who did. Don't know, our very own Bob Rose, you know, used to have his own...
Dojo,
and he taught karate.
The way of the empty hand. The karate do.
Yes, so any karate jokes aimed at Bob is because he's an expert.
Yes, just like Steven Seagal.
Just like... Yeah, you, Steven Seagal, and Hannity.
Oh my gosh. Can't believe you said Seagal. We're never going to get him to come visit with Putin.
No, he's too busy hanging with Putin.
He's going to solve the war. That's really? Going to be the agreement. They are going to sacrifice him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to sacrifice Seagal, and that will bring everybody together. Like, yeah.
Yeah. That's all we needed.
Just kidding. Steve.
They're on a first name basis. So he's not even Steven, it's Steve.
So this Canadian member of Parliament, what's he getting all bent out of shape about?
What now?
Well, he's taking issue with, you know, Trump and saying the 51st state.
Sure, I get that. Yeah. And, that's irritating if you're Canadian.
I guess.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, this is a liberal Canadian member, which, by the way,
most of
Canada
them are,
is pretty,
say,
yeah.
Yeah.
A liberal Canadian member of Parliament claimed the Trump administration has committed an act of war. An act of war?
Really?
When President Trump repeatedly refers to Canada as U.S.'s 51st state and for leveling tariffs on the nation. Oh, so the two combine. Okay. Okay. Either call them names and joke about 51st state or put tariffs in place. But if you do both, in this guy's mind, it's an act of war.
Okay.
Well, I think Marco Rubio probably needs to be sent back to school, because when you say that someone doesn't have a right to have a country, that's an act of war. When you rip up arbitrarily trade agreements and threaten and say you're going to break a country, that's an act of war. And Canadians have responded in kind. That from Canadian MP Charlie Angus, who is a member of the country's Liberal New Democratic Party, in a recent interview, and he was reacting to a clip of Secretary of State Marco Rubio speaking with reporters during a recent trip to Canada for the G7 foreign ministers meeting. Rubio was repeatedly asked by the press to weigh in on Trump referring to Canada as U.S.'s 51st state. Quote, the president has made his argument as to why he thinks Canada would be better off joining the United States for economic purposes. And he explained the issue was not addressed during the G7 meeting. He said there's a disagreement between the president's position and the position of the Canadian government. I don't think that's a mystery coming in. It wasn't a topic of conversation because that's not what this summit is all about. So I think Rubio's trying to move past this kind of rhetoric. It's very Trumpian. It got a response, which is, you know, what President Trump likes to do. But don't kid yourself. There's always something behind it. And you can't take it literally, like he really wants to make Canada the 51st state. I think that he is pointing out the advantages of continuing to be a good trade partner with us, but also working toward fair trade. And so, you know, you start with something you say like that, they get bent out of shape about that. Then when you actually come to the table with real things and real goals, it will almost catch them off guard. Look, he has a strategy. You know, you've heard of The Art of the Deal? He wrote the book on The Art of the Deal.
How fitting.
Anyway, so, yeah, I hope all the Canadian people don't get that upset. You know, when they're, you know, booing our national anthem and stuff. And then I don't like it if we do that same thing back. We're all better than that. We've been friends.
Yeah.
Very good friends for a long time. Yeah, they're a little left of center. They don't fully maybe understand these things. No, I shouldn't say it that way. It's their country. They have the right to their opinions and who they vote for. And we just want to maintain a strong partnership and friendship with them. And that's what we'll continue to do, because that's what Trump will do. Look, he's already talked to Vladimir Putin. That's more than Joe Biden did. Last 3 years of his term, never spoke to Putin. Doesn't matter whether you like him, you can trust him or you can't trust him. Doesn't matter. He's in charge of the largest nuclear arsenal on the planet. You can't pretend like he doesn't exist. Well, I guess if you're Joe Biden, you can. Or maybe it's not pretending. I don't know.
Yeah, he was out for ice cream that day.
It's highly possible. All right. We've got a lot more to talk about, including Pam Bondi getting very serious with individuals who are participating in domestic terrorism against Tesla properties. And that's exactly what it is. Details on that and a whole lot more. And it's Friday. We got to lighten it up a little bit. So Greg's going to crack some jokes in the next segment.
I'll work on that.
A couple of knock-knock jokes, maybe. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules. I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another gorgeous day in paradise. Welcome to it, and welcome to the weekend. It is 8:34. Greg Cassidy is here. I'm Bob Rose. And the Gators are going to win. Tonight, tip-off, 6:50 p.m., taking on Norfolk State. Yeah, the Gators come into this in their bracket, ranked number one. That's huge. But you know how it goes. Can't look past your opponents, even if they don't seem to be big on your radar screen. They're there. If they made it to the big dance, there's usually a reason behind it. And on any given day, especially if you let your guard down, them underdogs can change things in a hurry. So, we'll be focused on the game tonight. We'll be cheering.
Yeah.
We'll be yelling. We'll be, hopefully, having fun. Pam Bondi. Now, there's a Gator girl.
Oh, yeah.
Also happens to be the Attorney General for the United States of America, so we're proud of her. And yesterday, she announced charges against individuals participating in what she described as domestic terrorism against Tesla properties. I saw an NPR piece on it and had a similar headline. And then it said, you know, is this domestic terrorism? Like questioning it. Really? What would you call it? It's not random. It's not, oh, I think this dealership gave me a bad deal on my trade-in, so I'm going to take it out on them. It's, oh, these cars are, you know, causing cancer. They're evil. No. No, because you all were licking the tires of Tesla as you loved them so much before Elon Musk went to work for President Trump and trying to cut the fat of our federal government. Now, all of a sudden, he's hated. And their way of getting to him, they believe, is by doing damage to Teslas, individually owned, those that are at dealerships. They're damaging, setting on fire, charging stations. And they don't care who's impacted by that. They don't care, as long as they perceive and they think that somehow it is going to hurt Elon Musk. He's one of the richest guys in the world. Could they put a hurting on him if the stock price drops far enough? I mean, yeah, I guess they could to some extent. But how do you feel punished when you're a billionaire? You have billions of dollars.
Right.
I mean, do you think he's going to avoid Starbucks for a week because a $5 latte is a little bit out of reach for him?
Yeah, but somebody painted a swastika on a customer's car, so that really affected Elon.
Yeah, not so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
The local body shop is probably happy to deal with it, though.
Yeah, insurance company's not thrilled.
But no, they're probably not. So Pam Bondi is doing the right thing. President Trump, you know, he's backing her up 100%. He sent a warning out late Thursday night to those who've been involved in recent attacks on Tesla vehicles at dealerships, factories nationwide. And he said people that get caught sabotaging Teslas will stand a very good chance of going to jail for up to 20 years. And that includes the funders, the people who are funding it.
Because we know all these aren't just individuals. And some are. Some are. But,
yeah, some are tag-alongs or wannabes or all that. Yeah. But a lot of them are part of a group effort.
Yeah.
And now, they stay loosely kind of affiliated, if you will, on purpose.
But you were doing the story earlier about actor John Cusack. I mean, he's like... on a call. There's a whole hashtag movement here going on. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, they'll disguise it as, oh, no, it's just peaceful protest. We're going to be at this place, or we're going to, yeah, no.
Mostly peaceful.
Yeah, mostly not. Musk has taken a lot of heat for heading Doge under Trump, and his closeness with the president has made Tesla vehicles and properties the target of dozens of protests and vandalism, and even a couple of shootings.
Wow.
And this goes to show you, I mean, I know examples have been cited, but, you know, when people, you know, didn't like the advertising campaign as they perceived it from Bud Light, they just said, well, I'm not going to order it anymore. Right. I'm not going to buy it. Now, it didn't really hurt Budweiser, the parent company, because they made up with it. But Modelo is part of their thing. Modelo sales went up. They, you know, they did fine. But you didn't see anybody burning down, you know, setting Bud Light trucks on fire. No. They are the destructive ones. The left, they are destroyers. They are committing acts of domestic terrorism. It's not I'm unhappy with this car. They're not. I'm unhappy with this dealership. They're not. I'm unhappy with this charging station. They're not. It's all for what? Political reasons. Mm-hmm. So you're going to do damage, destroy things with the hope that somehow politically you have an impact. That is called terrorism.
You're not going to change things or get a reaction that changes things because you're intimidating, in your mind, someone.
Well, and
it doesn't work that way.
Well, and we never want it to work that way.
No, not at all.
Because if it did work that way, do you think we'd have less terrorism or more?
It'd be awful.
We'd have much more.
Yeah.
The days of committing crimes without consequence have ended, says Pam Bondi. Let this be a warning. If you join this wave of domestic terrorism against Tesla properties, the Department of Justice will put you behind bars. She's already got three suspects facing a minimum of 5 years and a maximum of 20 years in prison if convicted. Now, I don't believe these three have been identified yet. you know, their names given out or whatever, but I hope they are. I hope their names and faces are put out everywhere. And then employers can decide when and if these people ever get out of whatever jail time they may receive, that, well, if you decide it's the kind of people you're looking for your company, by all means, hire them. But for a lot of companies, they'll be able to go, well, yeah, they're not going to be on the list that we're going to be looking for. We're not going to be recruiting any domestic terrorists. And then when, you know, the president talked about getting it, you know, the funding behind it, I think that really is big. Mm-hmm. And we know it's doable, but will it be done? Has been the question for a long time. Yeah, she said. She said the warning. Yep, Department of Justice will find you, put you behind bars, etc. Coinciding with the report is the fact that the FBI is now investigating an arson attack on the Tesla Collision Center in Las Vegas, which resulted in several vehicles going up in flames. According to police, the attacker, like the others listed in similar incidents across the country, used Molotov cocktails. He also fired a weapon at the vehicles. Yeah, and they have video footage that shows that an individual clad in black attire damaging at least 5 Tesla vehicles, 2 of which were engulfed in flames. Additionally, at least 3 gunshots were heard fired into the vehicles. The word resist was scrawled on the front doors of the Tesla Collision Center. This was a targeted attack against a Tesla facility, said the assistant sheriff Dory Corin. We do believe that this is isolated at this time. Well, I mean, could be isolated, meaning, yeah, the individuals.
That person.
Person who did that act may not be connected with the other acts,
right,
but very well could be connected to the other people that are involved in the other acts.
And again, though, you're attacking a collision center. Who owns the cars inside? Elon?
No.
No.
Well, look, and part of this is, part of terrorism is to get notoriety.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it. That's why when terrorists commit acts of terrorism, they want it to be big and they want it to be seen.
Right.
They think that has a certain power to it. That's why they targeted, you know, the World Trade Centers. I mean, that's a symbol of America, you know? And for them to bring those down, that was big time win in the minds of the terrorists, because that's how they keep score: amount of damage done and amount of coverage. Of course, I don't think they realized maybe what the result was going to be and how Americans didn't lay down and take it at all.
Yeah, not so much.
No. Nope.
Yep.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Trevor, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I'd just like to talk about domestic terrorism coming from the judgeships up there. I'm a concealed carry weapons owner. God forbid I have to actually, you know, shoot somebody. With these judges up there, I'm afraid if I did the right thing in my mind, that they would consider me, you know, go to jail for the rest of your life and, you know, don't see your family anymore.
Well, at least in Florida, we've got, you know, pretty solid stand-your-ground laws. Mm-hmm. And if it truly is an act of self-defense and you know, you really believe that you were going to severe bodily harm or death was going to come to you without you taking defensive actions, it shouldn't even go.
No.
It should never go to a judge. It should never get that far. But it could. But here in Florida, at least, you're on very good footing when it comes to that. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Gators, bracketology, all going on this weekend. Tonight, 6:50, Gators take on Norfolk State. Yeah. Have you filled out your brackets? Who's in your Final Four? I'll tell you my Final Four next on 97.3 The Sky. We are the truth seekers and the truth tellers to the very best of our abilities, and it's not easy. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And abolishing the Department of Education. That is one of your top stories and really a topic of the day in many ways. Happy Friday. The weekend is upon us. And it was yesterday, though, that President Donald Trump signed an executive order. And for those who, well, let's just say, on the left, they're not going to be accurate. They are going to take something that is going on and try to draw the worst outcome possible. And 90% of the time or more, it will be very inaccurate. Okay? Because, first of all, this will minimize, it's not going to completely do away with, and he still has to get Congress to sign on, but this is going to scale the U.S. Department of Education way back. It'll give more authority to state governments. Critical programs, including Pell Grants, student loans, funding for low-income students, will still be administered, but mostly through other agencies. And they can't completely close it down without approval from Congress. The order follows mass layoffs that have slashed the department's workforce by nearly half. The department oversees education policy, supports funding for state and local education systems, promotes educational equity, whatever that is. It also provides aid to higher education institutions and students, managing $1.6 trillion in federal student loans. In fiscal year 2024, the department had a $268 billion budget. Now, remember, and that accounts for 4% of total federal spending. That's a pretty good chunk. And, this is a step in the right direction because out of these billions of dollars, how much gets directly to schools, directly to teachers, directly to impact students? Not much. And President Trump is starting the process to fix that. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth doing his due diligence to cut out wasteful contracts where he is the defense secretary. That's part of his job, right? Along with working with DOGE. And with a stroke of a pen, he cut more than $580 million in wasteful contracts and grants funded with U.S. taxpayer money. In a video statement, Secretary Hegseth said, "Today, I'm signing a memo directing the termination over $500 million in DOD contracts and grants that do not match the priorities of this president or this department. In other words, they are not a good use of taxpayer dollars. Ultimately, that's who funds us. We owe you transparency and making sure we're using it well." The memo directed the termination of a software development program 6 years behind schedule, more than 780% over budget, called the Defense Civilian Human Resources Management System. 780% over budget, 6 years behind schedule.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the epitome of government inefficiency, government waste. Along with associated active contracts at the Defense Human Resources Activity, the DHRA. According to the memo, the program had at least two more years of development and testing estimated before initial operating capability, intended to streamline a significant portion of the department's legacy human resources information technology stack, which Hegseth noted was an important mission we still need to achieve. However, he added that further investment in that particular project would be throwing more good taxpayer money after bad. So, digging in, making the cuts, and the cuts so far seem to make sense. Mm-hmm. Hegseth said a $6 million grant was going toward decarbonizing emissions from Navy ships. $6 million.
Wow.
Part of the Obama-Biden green agenda, another $5.2 million grant would diversify and engage the Navy by engaging underrepresented students and scholars. Another $9 million would have been spent at a university to approach equitable AI and machine learning models. He said, I need lethal machine learning models, not equitable machine learning models.
Good point. Yeah.
And he went on to say the first batch of cancellations, part of a broader effort at my department, et cetera, et cetera. And good work.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Trump administration, that's what we were expecting. How many times have we heard the talk through our lifetimes about we're going to shrink the size of this massive, bloated government? Oh, we've heard it from Republicans and Democrats.
Sure.
This is the first time that anybody's really gotten very serious about it.
There's been lip service. They've, you know, said this is what we're doing. Here's the name of our group, but never really accomplished much.
Stephen A. Smith, not a shy feller.
Not so much.
Apparently, he's challenging Trump and Vance and Pete Hegseth to debate DEI cuts.
Really? Huh.
Did he need DEI to be successful? He's a black man.
He's the highest paid in his category in his career.
Hmm.
But he even says he'd make more if he was white. Even though he's the highest paid already.
But not the highest paid black guy on TV.
No, he's the highest paid of all those guys.
In his sports category or whatever.
But somehow he still thinks he'd be making more if he wasn't black.
So well, I don't know, because there's opportunities that have been provided that were kind of DEI-ish before you called it that.
Yeah.
There's a chance he wouldn't be this high on the ladder if he wasn't.
That's true.
You know, there's two sides to every coin.
Uh-huh.
Is that Ben Franklin? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, he said a penny saved is a penny earned.
He said lots of things.
Stephen A. Smith makes more than a few pennies.
Yeah.
9 o'clock stretch right around the corner. Hang in there, my friends. Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of this fine show. Happy Friday.